Amen. You may be seated. We want to open to a prophecy this morning and a proclamation. A prophecy was given prophetically in Isaiah chapter 61, and then a proclamation was made in Luke 4:18. I want you young people to listen to me too, because I want you all to understand what you're going to have to, what position you're going to have to be in the time that we're in now. And the mothers and fathers, grandmothers. And I say this, it's going to have to be open, because God spoke to me this morning about it again. The power of wearing a massive anointing. I want you to write it down that way. The power of wearing a massive anointing. Now, massive anointing means it's multifaceted, or it's a multiplicity of power from heaven. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, it's a multitude of power from heaven that you can wear if you understand the massive anointing. Massive carried the ideal of large. It carried the ideal of heavy, wearing a large anointing, a heavy anointing. One writer says great weight in the spirit. It's an impressive anointing. You got Isaiah 61? I have to do some reading this morning, because I want you to have the ideal that it's time for me to wear a massive anointing. It's a massive presence of God.
Yes, sir.
That will go everywhere you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it.
Yeah. I saw something that is so powerful. Let's look at the prophetic Isaiah prophesies about this massive anointing. Now, when you say massive, you understand what I say, massive? You understand what I'm saying now? It just can't do one thing. Watch my next statement now. Watch the next statement. Because you thought I was going to say something. No, it can do everything. So you have a divine ability from God to handle anything. You call it anointing. Say anointing. It's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It does not have nothing to do with feeling. Are you following me?
Yes,
you have to know this. You have to know, let me say it another way. From this day forward, you have to know I'm packing. It's a multiplicity weapon. Good God Almighty, somebody help me. That I'm armed.
Yes.
Watch what I say next now. I am armed with the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Say it.
I am armed with the supernatural.
Say it again.
I am armed with the supernatural.
Now understand what you're saying. You're armed with miracles,
yes,
signs, and wonders. Another facet the Holy Spirit wants you to know is that a lot of people just wait. No, you armed with immediately. Straightway. You armed with N-O-W. I don't have to wait for my help to come. My help is here. Supernatural help. Oh my, I got to read, but hear what it says. This Massive anointing means you wearing God.
Yes, God.
W-E-A-R-I-N-G.
Yes.
Like you got your coat on.
Yes.
Your dress on.
Yes.
The anointing means you wearing God.
Yes.
See, I heard that just now. I never heard that before, huh? You wear it. The other word, just massive anointing means I'm wearing God massively.
Yes.
Tell me he has an answer for everything. Now, prophetically, Isaiah spoke about Jesus wearing this massive anointing. And because Jesus wore this massive anointing, it means that Leroy, now you call your name, you just sit there like you don't have the right to wear this massive anointing. That means there's nothing Satan can bring that you're not wearing the answer for. Y'all better talk to me up in here. Y'all better be hearing spiritually up here. Don't just hear physically now. So let's look at this. Listen to this as I read. Starting at verse 1 in Isaiah 61. It hadn't happened yet, but Isaiah was prophesying about it. Then we go over in Luke, and it manifests, and the manifester, who it manifested in, make a proclamation about it. Y'all gonna do more ministry now. And y'all gonna stop worrying about your little problem, start dealing with other people's stuff. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Hallelujah. I can shout right there. Because the Lord has anointed me. Isaiah 61:1. Everybody got a Bible?
Yes, sir.
Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Thank God. To proclaim what?
Liberty.
Liberty to the captives. All of them, captives. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. That's a powerful verse, isn't it?
Yes.
Now remember, this is a prophetical word about Jesus and about you. Whatever is said about Jesus, because in him I live, I move, and I have my being. So whatever is said about him, the Holy Spirit came to give us the same power to do the same thing that Jesus did when he was on earth. The Holy Spirit activate the Jesus that's in you. The Holy Spirit enables Jesus to live his life through you. Y'all didn't respond good enough to that. When Jesus left,
yes, sir.
When he was raptured, he sent the Holy Spirit multifacetically.
Yes,
because when Jesus was here, he was only one place at one time. The Holy Spirit is actually Jesus divided up in different dimensions. See, when Jesus was here, he couldn't be with me and Leroy Jr.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But when he left,
yes, sir.
Listen very carefully. The same person, same power,
yeah.
Same God,
yeah.
That was in Jesus,
yeah.
Is in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Same power,
yeah.
Same ability,
yeah.
Is in you.
Yeah.
You have to work it by faith and grace.
Yeah.
You can't work it physically. You got to work it by faith and grace. But God's in you. Meaning, don't let them talk you down. God's ability is in you. Don't just pray, say something. Decree something, declare something. Call something that be not as though they were. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. My God, to comfort all that mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Say, talk to me. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, all of these characteristics that I'm reading are going to come upon you this morning in understanding, because see, that massive, see, say massive.
Yes.
It's talking about some massive thing here, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Let's make a note. Supernatural massiveness. Man, I don't want to get to reading this scripture. Look at verse 3 again. To appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Verse 3. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. Listen, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Yes.
It's time for him to be glorified.
Yes,
through us.
Yes.
No matter what we're going through, let's glorify.
Yes, sir.
And they shall build the old wastes, the old wastes. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. Now, let's not read the Bible historically this morning. Mysteries are being unfolded. All right, so this is not just history now. This is mystery being unfolded. I can't go no further now. This is not, we're not giving a historical report. It's a revelation of a mystery being unfolded in you. All these powers and all these things that are said, prophesied to be done, has been deposited. So whenever you walk up on somebody in the morning, you can bring joy to them. Because you're wearing a joy anointing. Tell somebody, I'm wearing a joy anointing. See, y'all stop living by feeling and live by anointing. Oh, talk to me here. Stop living by feeling. You heard what I said? And live by anointing. Feeling is flesh. Anointing is in the spirit. Let the spirit overrule the flesh.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. My feeling hurt. You will be hurting all the time if you. My flesh hurt. You'll be hurting all the time. Verse 4, they shall build up the old wastes. They shall rise up the former desolation. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. We need this now.
Yes.
And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks.
Yes.
Somebody else is going to be waiting for you. and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But now, wait now. Look at verse 6 now. Wait now. But ye shall be the priests of the Lord. Do you know you're a priest?
Yes, sir.
Do you know you're a priest?
Yes, sir.
I see some of y'all looking at me questionably. No, you're not only a priest, you're a king. Let me say it in a way you can understand it. By divine promotion. Stop just being a church member. And know you're a child of the living God. And that you the church. This is just a building we meet in. You ought to wake up in the morning and say, I'm in church this morning. But you should be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Listen, you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory shall you boast yourself. Now I need to read, see the next 7, 8, 9 verse talk about everlasting joy. And the 10th through the 11th verse talk about the robe of righteousness. I'm not going to read it. Go to Luke 4:18. Because I got some points I got to get out. If I read that, I'm not going to get it. Luke chapter 4. Now it's prophesied by Isaiah hundreds of years before. Now here Jesus is going to step in that very place and it manifests in a man. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It manifests in a man. If it manifests in a man, it can manifest in a man here now. It can manifest in a woman now. Now John was baptizing, and John said, there's one coming after me. I'm baptizing you with water. There's one coming after me going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. I think some people just baptized with the Holy Ghost. They left the fire out. Holy Ghost and fire. Say Holy Ghost and fire. Say
I'm baptized
with the Holy Ghost.
Fire.
Luke chapter 4, verse 18 now. Now this is what Isaiah was talking about. Jesus actually living it now, and they're bringing it out. In the 18th verse, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You see it?
Yes.
Because they have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Multifaceted, massive things happen. He has sent me to heal a broken heart. That's another aspect of the anointing. To preach deliverance to the captive, another aspect of the anointing. Recovering of sight to the blind, another aspect of the anointing. To set at liberty them that are bruised, another aspect of the anointing. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, another aspect of the anointing. You see, it's multifaceted, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I was praying about this massive anointing being on the church, and I believe this is apostolic time in the church. I never read about this massive anointing, preaching it this way. I never have. And the Lord assigned me to preach to the body of Christ about wearing a massive anointing. Heavy anointing. Can handle any situation. Turn to Hebrews 1:14. You really gonna have to be in the spirit to go with me here now. When I heard this morning, he's getting me ready to come. I never had seen this before. I want you to hear it. I believe it's a revelation from God. The anointing, this type of anointing, creates an atmosphere for the angels to work.
Yes.
Now, I was in the shower this morning praying the Holy Ghost, and the Lord showed me that. He says, you, look why angels there in Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirit?
Yes.
So for them to operate, they got to have a spiritual atmosphere. So when you're fully anointed, angels go to work. You're not only anointed, but you've turned loose a host of spiritual workmen called angels. See, the atmosphere, angels can't work in flesh atmosphere. But I believe when you get anointed, angels start flying. When you recognize that you're anointed and you got a right to be in the spirit and you're wearing this massive anointing, I think massive angels start working on your case. Y'all are not going to talk to me up in here. See, are they not, talking about the angels, are they not all ministering spirits? So the atmosphere has to be conducive for you can be producing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So the anointing creates an atmosphere for the spirit world to flow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
It turned the angels loose.
Yes, sir.
When you anoint an angel, come all up in your house. Angels are looking for an anointed atmosphere. They're up in here now. Because if you're not anointed, I am. Angels are in here right now, and they'll do supernatural things in here right now. Loose your faith. Loose your faith. What you need right now? What you need for God to drop on you? Right now, what type of healing you need? What type of financial blessing you need? What type of rearrangement you need in your family this morning? The Holy Ghost and angels are partners, and they're ready to function up in here this morning. To supernaturally give you your desire and your need. Somebody talk to me in here. Are you ready to receive? I dare you say, I'm gonna get my miracle right now. Now you got to set it on the plate, put it on the plate, what you need for it to happen. What you need for to happen, you're in the atmosphere, put it on the plate, say it in your mind, so whisk it out to yourself, what you want to happen right now. What do you want to happen? You didn't just come here. This massive atmosphere filled with angels, filled with ministering spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with your faith, filled with your requests. Why should you leave here without what you need or want? When he said, I supply all your needs. When he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. He said, make me lie down in green pasture. But see, it's not flesh. You come to church and we get fleshly, but see, this is faith and grace. What I said is?
Faith and grace.
Yeah, you got to believe. You got to believe you got it when you don't feel it. That's what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what? Things not seen. You can't determine you receive by you feeling it. That's not faith. So,
thank you, Father God.
So everything you need or desire is yours this morning. I'm telling you, as an apostle of God, the atmosphere is conducive for it. But you got to receive it, baby. You got to receive it. Listen to me. Life extension is here this morning. Because you're here, you're going to live longer than you were supposed to live. You receive it. The Lord says, I'm giving you a new testimony this morning. Now, I'm going to go back. Cosetta bo shake vrishadana. Ebo ho. Oh, my God. You don't have to go back to that old problem no more. It's solved today. Every time it come up, you say, in the name of Jesus, you solve. Something going on up here now, boy. You hear me? Something going on up in here right now. Something going on up in there right now in the spirit realm. I'll say it in the way that all who connected to you are here. They're not even here. Just because they're connected to you. I call everybody out of debt. While the spirit is here, we just want to get it all. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now write this down. Sit down. Write this down. And I want you to remember this now. I don't want you leaving here not knowing this. The anointing, what I say?
The anointing.
Listen now. Is a supernatural covering. So from now on, you're supernaturally covered.
Yes, sir.
No matter how you feel, no matter how it look, you got to know I'm. Heavenly Father supernaturally cover his children. Now just think about it. Any issue come up now and you decree I'm supernaturally covered. Maybe this will help you more. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit carries all the abilities of God because he is God. So it means, my brothers and sisters, I'm covered by God. Yes. I'm wearing God as a garment. He wants me to wear him. He got me covered. See, all this stuff going on now, all this ungodly stuff, I don't have no opinion. It is written. I don't have no discussion. It is written. I'm going by what's written. Receive.
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Now, you better not miss this one. This one gonna serve you well in the years to come, the days to come. The anointing, this anointing we're talking about, serves subpoenas to angels.
Yes, sir.
Who are waiting for a case.
Yeah.
Talk to me, man. let me give it to you again. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Y'all think y'all heard this before. You ain't never heard this. Listen to this. Because I never heard this. The anointing serves subpoenas. Divine subpoenas to angels who waiting for a case. You will live supernatural from this day forward. And you know what I heard the Spirit of God say just now? Some of you all been living supposed life. I'm supposed to have this. But he said he's changing your entire life this morning. And you changing, I suppose, to I'm supernatural. Suppose, supernatural. See, the supernatural has no supposedness in it. Because the supernatural make it happen. Now, by permission, I'm going to say this. There's nothing too good for you to have. What he said? God wants you to have the best. Stop all that old religious stuff talking about, you know, I just love the Lord me. No, the Lord says, shut up. You don't love me. You don't love me unless you let me show myself through you. All this deep stuff, y'all, it's deep. You think it's spiritual, but it's ignorant. The Lord wants you to have the best. And the Lord wants you to manifest that the whole world can see that he's a good God. Now, did you grasp that from now on, your life going to serve subpoena to angels? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Supernatural subpoena?
Supernatural.
You ever heard that before?
No, sir.
Supernatural subpoena. You know what a subpoena is, right?
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I got to call somebody. Now they called me to my jury dude. I got to call the judge. I don't got time for jury. I ain't got time for that. I'm on Jesus duty. Some judge, because they're going to get me out of this. I ain't got time to go sit up there. You're about no criminal. Oh, get crazy. Send them all to jail. I bet they'll let me go. Now, you may not have thought about this, but I want to say it because I don't want bypass. I got it in this note. I don't want to say it. I don't want to miss it. Actually, the anointing is being covered by the Holy Ghost. See, Luke said, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me. Anointing means it's upon you. The Spirit within and the Spirit upon. Spirit within is to address you. The spirit upon is to address everything outside.
Yes, sir.
Let's say it another way. When the mysteries of the anointing is released, it brings heaven down to earth.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Not the history. See, it's a revelation. See, you cannot operate in a massive anointing without revelation. Whenever you talk about Holy Spirit, when you ever talk about the supernatural, you're talking about revelation. You're not talking about religion. You're not talking about rituals. You're not talking about routine. You're talking about fresh.
Fresh.
See, God has no set pattern.
No.
Because he's too big for that. He can make it, he can put mud on your eye. Man already blind, Jesus put mud in his eye. When I first read that as a Baptist boy preacher, I said, what is this? I didn't know he had no routine. I didn't know he'll do things, look backwards. Just to let you know I can handle it from any angle. She has no pattern. So I'm about to holler a word in your life now. I'm about to holler a word in your life. You ready for it? Fresh!
Fresh!
No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. I got it in the spirit. Fresh. In other words, your life should always be
fresh.
See, because he has no routine. And he has no limit, and he has no age. He has no set pattern. So the excitement about this life is that it's always fresh. The whole world can get stale. And everybody can start talking about how bad it is. But all you can say, fresh. Everything about to get fresh with me. Now I'm gonna say it because I'm a prosperity teacher, fresh money. Business can go down, but my business is not going down because it's fresh. God. You got to wear this anointing now. You got to wear this massive anointing. I got to go. I got to go to Richmond, Virginia. I got to go to Columbus, Ohio. I got to go to different states. Well, give me some other states I got to go to. Heflin, Alabama. The SEAL ministries. With this anointing. Move one of your legs. Do something. Move one of your legs. You're not leaving. You're the same. You're wearing a massive anointing. Whatever you need, you already got it. You're powerful. You're alive.
Yes.
You got the ability to call things that be not.
Yes.
Speak to a mountain, it got to move because you say so.
Yes.
Whatever in your life you don't want, it got to die when you talk to it.
Yes.
You got to dry up. Anything that's hindering your life right now got to dry up. Anything hindering your life right now got to dry up because you're about to talk to it out of a massive anointing. Write this down. Sit down and write this down. I'm going to close in a minute.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to look at you and see if you're here. I'm trying to see if you're here. Are you getting this? What is the matter? Are you getting this? I'm trying to see if you're here. Look at somebody next to you and say, I'm wearing a massive anointing.
Yes, sir.
situation. That means I don't have to worry about nothing no more. God got it covered.
How can you say this, Lord? How can I say this? The devil can't reach this level. Write it down. And then when he started telling me, how you think, how you got up here? You can't come up here. You and I are not equal. I'm your master. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay. Tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. When the mistress, come on, son, when the mistress, write this down. When the mysteries of the anointing is released, it brings heaven down to earth. Yes, sir. That's another check. When the mysteries, not the history, when the mystery, revelation of the anointing is released, it brings heaven down to earth. You know what your assignment is? I said, do you know what your assignment is? Your assignment. Say it, say it. Huh? Do what? Through the anointing. Talk to me, man. Your assignment not be crying about your little Mickey Mouse problem. Slap them problem. Every person on the side of my voice, born again, you are a helping agent. Wherever you go. No, we're not, you're not perfect, but you're carrying it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know how to repent, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Come on. See, once you repent, Satan can't repeat your mistake.
That's right.
You better write that down.
Yes, sir. That's good.
This stuff coming from heaven, you know.
Yeah.
Once I repent,
right,
Satan can't repeat my mistake.
That's good.
It's gone.
Yes,
Lord. Now, if I try to hide it,
right,
and don't repent, then he's going to repeat it. Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
True, my goodness. I'll say it again, though, because it's fresh and new. The anointing puts you in the same atmosphere with angels. The anointing placed me as a child of God in the same atmosphere as angels. I got one boy. Oh my goodness. When you fully operate in the anointing, you can do what an angel can do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all over here, man. See, because the angels operating in the spirit. You, same Holy Ghost. The supernatural become your foundation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you're operating in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
This anointing, this massive anointing, this anointing releases the will of God and shut weakness down. It released the will of God and shut wickedness down. Wickedness cannot stand up to a woman or a man who fully anointed. Children of God, we got to know this. You got to know this. You got to know that nothing Satan can do can stand up to you when you're functioning in the anointing. Because the same spirit, Romans 8:11, that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me and now is upon me.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing the Spirit of God say, from this day forward, your life is through floating. It just stepped into another flow. So whenever it seems like you're losing, you're drifting. Stop it in the name of Jesus and call it in order. See, you can't float. You got to flow, baby. In the anointing. See, the anointing create a flow. With no interruption. Why? Because it can change everything.
Yes,
see, the Red Sea was an interruption.
Yes,
I said the Red Sea was an interruption to God's spiritual plan. So it had to open up. Wait a minute. You don't have my problem. Go lie. Was an interruption to God's plan. So don't care how big the thing seemed like it looked, it got to come down. So David was wearing an anointing. It may seem like you're in a fire now, but the fire got to go because you got an anointing that can put the fire out. The three Hebrew boys was in the fire funny, but they came on out. Well, you say, oh, well, you said all that, but I got another case. I got walls built around me. What about the wall of Jericho? You might have to march around in 6 days, but keep on marching. It might not show up today, but march to tomorrow. Then march the next day. Come on, son. Oh, y'all hearing me? It's a $1,000 check. Y'all hearing me? So now no wall can hold you. No jail can hold you. No fire can stop you. No line can stop you. Because you're wearing an anointing. Massive. That can handle fire, water, whatever come up in your life. Sickness, disease, lack. Y'all hearing me? What's the subject? Massive mean what? Heavy? Multifaceted? Can handle any situation. What is it? Yep. So I'm expecting all y'all to be aggressive.
Yes.
Not just with the status quo, you know, just sitting there with everybody else. No, I'm going three rolls up. Be aggressive.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I pronounce aggressive blessing on you. Y'all better take this now. Your blessing about to be aggressive. Now, a lot of people not going to understand why you getting promoted so much. But you're wearing this anointing that the average Christian don't know nothing about. I'm wearing an aggressive, massive aggressive anointing. I get letters all the time. Business going off the hook connected to this ministry. Because I pray God, see, I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I follow what God tell me to do. And then I say, God, when I'm praying, I say, anybody connected to me? Let them have the same blessing. Well, that's Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Why not? When you are functioning in this type of anointing, heavenly instruction become clear. Write these two words down. Anointing, authority, applying, accessing, I'm going to go over them, assurance of spiritual, of supernatural control. Anointing, authority, applying. You got to apply. Accessing. The anointing will cost you the access thing.
Yes,
then it gives you assurance of supernatural control. What kind of control?
Supernatural control.
What kind of control?
Supernatural control.
What kind of control?
Supernatural control.
You got to take supernatural control.
That's right.
You can't take control by your feeling, or you can't take control by what you see.
Amen.
The anointing, I'm about to close, unfold. The divine nature of God in you. You heard that? The anointing unfold the divine nature of God in you. If you're trying to unfold God's divine nature by how you feel, you are a sad sack of salt with no taste. What else can I say? I preach myself happy.
Glory to God.
If you ain't got nothing now, I just can't help you today. I'll get you next week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything changed in your life this morning. Everything. If you heard what I said, everything has changed. Your faith is at another level. Your life is at another level. Your anointing is at another level. Your grace is at another level. Your wisdom is at another level. Your understanding is at another level. You can't leave here with no Mickey Mouse problem. Come on, let her come. You cannot leave.
The hook.
I receive. Get your check off that step and bring it here.
Thank you, sir.
I receive it.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
This anointing, this massive anointing,
yes.
Listen very carefully, because I don't want y'all to leave out here because I might not come back to this. Releases the unstoppable power of God. Unstoppable. So now you got to know you're unstoppable.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
It released precious faith into another dimension. Come on, y'all get this. Unlimited power is available to the child of God at all times. Who heard me? Say, I'm a child of God.
Unlimited power
through the anointing, massive anointing,
is available
to me
at all times.
That means that nothing can stop me as long as I stay connected to God. Every yoke is destroyed this morning, and every burden is removed. Isaiah 10:27. That's what the anointing do. The anointing don't break the yoke. Satan might put it back together. The anointing destroy the yoke. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. I'll give you rest for your soul." So you leave here, no more worry, no more fear. Things look like they're not going right, but I'm looking at my faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I walk by faith, not by sight. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I have a covenant with Almighty God. I'm trying to close, children. Come on, daughter. I'm trying to close. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Another $1,000 check. All right, daughter. I receive. That's $100 check. Come on, daughter. See, it's $100. Why you receive? Why you take time to receive these checks? So they can go to another level. See, I don't have to worry about what you think. I'm too drunk for that. Drunk people don't worry about what other people think. I've been drunk naturally before. A drunk person just walk on your feet, don't say nothing. Just get. Any of y'all ever been drunk with liquor? Don't lie. Come on, put your hand up. Boy, you know you've been drunk before. Saying that, you know, that being all, look at me laugh. You know we'd do anything. So you get drunk in the spirit, you just don't care. You don't hurt nobody, but you ain't nobody gonna pull you to just shut you down, you know. You don't care. Y'all want these other three?
Yes, sir.
Because you might not get them, because I got notes that y'all, some of the notes y'all never got, because y'all sit there and like it got so cold, so I just shut it down. I got to enjoy my lunch, man. I ain't got time to be messing with y'all. Y'all getting all these ideas. All right, write this down. The anointing, come on, son, is a divine weapon, just like the word. I receive, sir. The anointing is a divine weapon, just like the word. They both represent the life of Jesus. The word represents the life of Jesus. The anointing represents the life of Jesus. The anointing will transition you to walk in God's glory. And then I'll close with this. The anointing. Now, I want you to hear this last one, all right? Because I think somebody about to get promoted or somebody about to get out of a problem. I want you to hear this because these things God divinely gave me, these things, and what I'm about to say now, because you're going to have to listen to it real close. The anointing has no routine. It works by revelation.
Yes, sir.
So the anointing does not travel normal patterns. So the situation can't puzzle the anointing.
Yeah.
If nobody have never seen it before, it doesn't matter. Because the anointing works by revelation. How many see that? That's so important. The anointing has no routine. So if somebody else had the problem and they didn't get out, that doesn't mean that you can't get out. See, that's what I want you to remember. I'm going to try to spell it F-R-E-S-H. To operate in the spirit, you got to have that word. You see, come on, daughter. You got to have that word. Fresh. Say fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah, see, the Lord always can give you something fresh.
Yes.
I receive. It's $300. Always can give you something fresh. Say fresh.
Fresh.
Receive, son. It's $100. Fresh.
Fresh.
Come on, Junior. I'm clothed. I'm not through. I just got the clothes. Not for you, for myself. I'm going to teach an hour. That's enough. And when you in the anointing, baby. You're an anointing. You got to rest after you teach an anointing. Anointing, what? You got electricity going in you for hours. You could be sitting in that chair, but I ain't been sitting in that chair. I'm in another realm, y'all. I feel like I can fly now, you know what I'm saying? That anointing, man. And so, and then I got to convey it to put it on you. That's my assignment. You're not the same. Your life not going to be the same from this day forward. Because the Holy Spirit is a recaller. He's a reminder. What I'm preaching, you can't function in this in your mind.
No.
You got to go to your, look at Romans 9:1.
Come on.
Yes. Romans 9:1, look at it right quick. That's above your mind. You got to be conscious. When you're losing, you're unconscious. When you don't have joy, you're unconscious. When you don't have peace, you're unconscious. I don't care what the doggone problem is. When you're conscious of who you are and you bearing witness with the Holy Ghost, that problem don't mean nothing. Everything that blessing me is temporary. You stop talking about you living by yourself. You ain't living by yourself. How you gonna live by yourself if you got God? All I know, God can't die. That's one thing God can't do. He can't die. So he's always alive. And he's always with me. God can't die.